Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
And backed by popular demand because you wanted it, we have another update on Chelsea's Love Radio Novela. And how would you feel if an ex of yours who lives out of the country all of a sudden showed up at your doorstep at night apologizing, saying he wants you back? We're talking about Kieran, one of Chelsea's exes.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea.
Who's from Amsterdam. Very great accent
there. From Scotland, but lives in Amsterdam.
Lives in Amsterdam. Thank you so much for that. They're already defensive. Morton. I like that. She's protecting.
Well, notice that she took her sweatshirt off because she knows she's going to get a little hot and bothered in here.
This is nerve-wracking.
We all know he wants her back because a couple months ago we spoke to him and he had this to say. Hey, Kieran, we're Chelsea's friends that hang out with her at work. Do you still wish you could get back with Chelsea?
Yeah, every day.
Every day, Chelsea.
So, today's title of Chelsea's Love Radio Novela is Un Ex en la Cama.
One ex in a bed.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Sounds like the title to a Latin trap song.
Yeah. One ex in a bed, cama. One ex in a bed.
Bad Bunny, you need to get on that, please. Mm-hmm. Un Ex en la Cama. For 97.1 AMP Radio.
For 97.1 AMP Radio.
So let me bring you up to date what happened. So Sunday night was the first time Kieran showed up at your doorstep, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
At your apartment here in Hollywood. Then again, Monday night, he came back, but this time he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You've all been there, that drunk boyfriend, crying, apologizing. Oh, you're the best thing ever out of my life.
I just want to be the big spoon again.
So he's apologizing. And Chelsea allowed him in, and we found out he spent the night.
Like 2:30.
What are you going to do? You're not going to turn him away at 2:30 in the morning.
Hell yeah, man.
Too easy. Listen, the only way I would have let him in if he would have been outside with a boombox bumping this.
Baby,
apologize
for all the things that I've done that I know. See, I know that I've been a fool for far too long.
Yo. This song has gone on for far too long. Are you kidding me?
For you, Brian.
I actually really enjoyed that.
I can tell.
So good.
Let's get to it, man. All right. This is what it's about.
You guys were supposed to go out last night.
Yep.
Talk about things. What has happened, Chelsea, since?
All right. So we were supposed to meet for dinner at our favorite taco joint last night. And here's the thing. He kept pushing it back. So he's here for his friend's 30th birthday party. So he's with the boys. It was their last night all together. So he kind of kept pushing it back. And he didn't know what their plans were going to be. So make a long story short, he ended up at my house around 9:30 p.m. And we ordered Thai food. So 9:30, obviously, it's a little bit late because I got to go to bed early because I have to be up for the show.
But then he woke you up at 2:30, so I don't think he cares one bit about your schedule.
But here's what's weird about the whole thing. So he comes over at 9:30. You know, I'm happy to see him. We're hanging out in our pajamas. But it basically just felt like we're boyfriend and girlfriend.
Whoa! So it felt Chelsea, hold up. You felt that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's our conversations, you know, we're talking. Basically, he's like he's telling me he's worried about my sleep schedule. So he's
get out of here.
So he's
showing up drunk at 2:30 in the morning, bro.
Listen. So he's like introduced to me this new sleeping app, and like he's like, babe,
we gotta
figure out how you can get better sleep because I'm just worried about you. Are you drinking enough water? Like that cough that you got going on. We're just talking about life, and he's worried about me, and then I'm telling him about like how you guys are making me go on dates with all these guys for the show, you know?
Wait, hold up. Skirt!
Hey, don't throw us under the bus with our best friend, Kieran.
And he's like, you know, he's like trying to be like cool about it and give advice, but he's like, well, are these like Americans you're going out with? And I'm like,
because he knows you.
And I was like,
he knows you're not into those Americans.
Actually, like they have been, you know, and he's like, oh, you're not supposed to be with an American. You know, like, he's like getting kind of jealous, so it's kind of funny.
Well, I'm glad he's not racist.
Gosh. So it's like we're just having these conversations, and then he's even like making plans to come back in the next month.
And then,
so let me ask you this, Chelsea: have you two been romantic since he's been here this week? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh! Rob was right.
Rob, our listener, called in. He said, Chelsea, he's here for
the bang bang.
Unex.
What ex?
En la cama.
In the bed.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Muy feliz.
What's that mean?
Very happy.
Can I just tell you, too? He actually heard that segment because he was listening to the show. And so it's kind of been a funny,
So Chelsea,
reference.
This is a layup.
What?
Hold up. Are you still single?
Yeah, so I mean, here's the thing. It's a tough one. I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now. Like, it's a weird situation. I don't know if I'm ready to be back in this like long distance relationship. I honestly don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't know how I'm feeling right now. I'm confused. I wasn't expecting this. Yes, I wasn't expecting this, you guys.
Brian, you probably don't know off the top of your head, but what's the population in the United States of America?
I think it's like a 2 billion or something like that.
Sounds good. I'll go with that.
2 billion? Roughly 2 billion?
Out of 2 billion people, you couldn't find somebody to date here?
Okay, here's the thing. I've gone on a lot of really bad dates lately.
not with a fancy accent.
No, so yeah, I think I've realized, here's what I will say. I think I've realized it's really hard to find someone you have good chemistry with that you connect with. And I'm a very open person. I don't need a boyfriend right now. I'm very happy living this single life. But I'm open to love, you know? Okay. So I think for me, it's nice to have someone back in my life right now that's comfortable and that, like, you know, he's great. Like, he's awesome. I don't know what I want right now.
I'm glad you're not being complacent about love.
I'm really not.
The great he's going to leave. So you get your space again.
So when does he leave?
He actually leaves today.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll wish him the best and we'll see where this continues.
Should we send him bagels at your house or what?
Yeah, actually, I appreciate it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Chelsea's Love Radio Novela. Chelsea, thank you so much for sharing it with us. We got to come up with a new title, guys.
Is there one called Kind of in Love?
Man? Unex.
One ex.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Confundida.
Super confused.
Yes, Brian.
Here's the most relatable thing about this story, I will say, though. It's like we're all the single women out there and men. It's confusing, dating thing. We don't know what we want necessarily. And so I'm glad everyone's kind of on this journey with me. Help me as we go.
Well,
you know,
so kind of on this journey with me because this is the kind of a
Well, they
story.
Are on the journey with me.
Thank you, Chelsea. We love you, girl. We got to get going now. Love you.
97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.